Lovely cushion header. Pajero!
Abadabadoo. I don't know why I started like that. Anyway, my name's Nish. It is episode 105 on the LFC podcasting couch. I wasn't even planning on doing a podcast right now, but the wifey is out and she's coming over in about half an hour, 45 minutes to, I don't even know why. Anyway, I thought let's do a podcast. We have Burnley tomorrow and I was just speaking to my friend, LFC the Dream, Jay Patel, on Twitter just then, talking about how much of a bad woolly monster he is. So, Jay, are you there, my friend?
I am there. Thanks for having me.
Woohoo! Looked at your picture of your... I think I've seen it before. That's your lounge room or your study? What is it?
It's my study. It's where I spend all of my time doing all of my work, not daydreaming, I guess.
That is incredible. Well, clearly the study of a terrible wool, because you have how many shirts on the wall?
I couldn't even give you a number. It's too many. It started as a little thing, and then I got one, then I got two, and I was like, oh, this isn't as hard as it should be. Yeah. I just keep getting them. And then, yeah.
That's ludicrous. Well, you are from Watford, so you're a pretty awful wool, my friend. That's far away from Liverpool. But I can see, I'm just going to count the stuff that you have on the wall. So you got two on the left. You have Pepe Reina, and they're all signed. Are these all
so the
all
only one unsigned is Aga on the wall so far.
Wow. Aga's actually kind of accessible as well.
Yeah.
So you've really done a shit job there. Good work, man. So you've got Pepe Reina, Hoopier, Aga, Risa on the top row. Then you've got Suarez, Gerard, Torres, Coutinho, Smisa, Alonso, Sturridge, Haman. I can't tell who are 18, 19. Looks like Kite, okay, so, Mane, yeah. Lallana.
That's the ones. Yep. Good guessing.
Yeah, McAllister, McManaman, and Carragher. And all of those all signed.
That is correct.
You're mental. I love it. So you don't really like the club at all. Anfield is just another sightseeing destination for you.
I mean, yeah, I prefer Goodison's good, and then that's why I go to Liverpool, and then while I'm there, I guess. I mean, I hope no one listens to this thinking, oh, he's an Everton fan.
Yeah, if you're an Everton fan, you went through that much effort to get those shirts on the wall, there'll be something very wrong with you. That'd be awful. I know this is super outside of football talk, but I want to bring it up with you because I'm a bit of a word geek. I like my English language. It is the only language I speak despite being of Indian heritage. You know, how do you spell a site when you're going to visit a site? How do you spell that?
A site? As in A-S-I-T?
A site, like a place to visit.
Ah, as in sightseeing. Okay, S-I-T-E?
Correct.
A site, yeah.
And when you're going to see a site, you are seeing an S-I-T-E, correct?
Yeah.
Then why is sightseeing bloody spell S-I-G-H-T, seeing? Sight and seeing are the same thing. Sight, like, spelt like that, is using your eyes and seeing. Sight, forget it.
Because when you go sightseeing, you look at something twice. So you're seeing seeing.
I'm seeing seeing. So right now, I'm literally sightseeing because I'm using my eyes and seeing with my eyes. That is sightseeing. Shouldn't it be S-I-T-E? Oh, forget it. I'm sick of it. Anyway, whatever. Moving on. We've got Burnley this weekend. Huzzah. Back to Danny Ings home. Whatever.
Danny Ings. So everyone is like, oh, Burnley, he's got to start. He can't start.
He can't
like,
start.
He's not match fit.
No. In fact, I've been, you know, did you ever, were you on Twitter during the days of the whole, the bib theorists?
Were you there? No. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, it got leaked because certain colors, blah, blah, blah.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, I was doing some bib theory. I was looking at the squad. And, yeah, it looks like the same squad. It looks like Coutinho starting. But all the players that you expect to be in the second team were all wearing bibs.
Yeah. So, for me, obviously, players are going to need a rest now. Obviously, against City, Firmino, Salah, they got a rest. Mm-hmm. So they could play again. Mane's out.
Yep.
But in that midfield three, I think Milner or the Ox will come in.
Yep.
He'll rest, or he should rest one of them at least.
Yep.
Gomez will play again. Maybe Trent will go onto the right. So maybe Gomez comes infield. I'd love that. Yep. That would be amazing. Moreno will play, Matip will play.
You want Moreno to play over Robertson?
It's not a want. I just think Moreno's in this form. Klopp's happy with him. Right. He's not a player that's going to fatigue too easily.
Can I bring that up? Because I actually saw a lot of people raging about Moreno in the last game. I'm guessing it was defensively because that mistake for the first goal where he should have been in front or something like that. Who knows? But how did you... You just mentioned that he was in form, which I'll tell you my opinion. I thought he had an okay, like a good game as well.
So the bar for Moreno having being in form is lower than every other player. So Klopp's decided he's great, he's good.
Okay.
But he's going to have his moment. So attacking-wise, great, like he always is. But like you say, he just had an okay defensive game.
Yeah, cool. All right.
That's my opinion of Moreno. Sure. It's at a lower bar.
Yeah. So wouldn't that then go into place that he should be more rested for Champions League?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's just, I feel like Klopp's not rotating the squad as much as I would think he should, but Klopp is Klopp.
Yeah.
He's the manager. He knows what he's doing. I just think the 11, he's got his 11 pretty much.
Yeah.
Each game, he could rest one player from it. So the midfield three, they can play two and rest one. So each time, he can just take out Genie, put in Markovic or Milner, not Markovic, Guric, or I know how much you love Markovic.
Keep him away from my club.
But like he's got Milner, Chamberlain, and Guric. So they can all affect. And saying that, it's not like Milner can't play two games in a row when he's filling in a spot.
Yeah.
But I just think he should be rotating them because against City, for instance, I know we were down to 10 men. Genie had an off game. He was just out of it.
Yeah.
In fact, most of the team was. But if they rest the players, then they force them to come in and play well.
I think there's only one player that we cannot rest all season long. He's going to play about 60 games, is Matip. I think the day that he's not in the starting 11, I think there's going to be a meltdown worldwide. It's just, that's going to be the end. Kim Jong-un's going to send off the nukes and no one will care. It's going to be just like...
I mean, that's going to happen very soon either way.
Yeah. Which one? The nukes?
Or, oh, switch. Right.
Dennis. I thought you can say Matip. I was actually more worried about Matip not starting. Nukes, who cares? I just want Matip to start.
He played exceptionally well bringing the ball forward.
Yeah.
Against, why am I blanking? Sevilla.
Yeah.
But I think he's quality. I think he's world class. It just doesn't look like he tries hard, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a personal thing I have with him.
Hmm. You know what annoys me the most is that we would probably have at least 5 extra goals if he had any sort of comfort in front of goal to score. Oh, my goodness.
So I think it was either Matip or another player when they signed said, "Oh, I want to get 10 goals this season." And I remember reading it going, "That's a big statement to make as a defender. Like, I know you're good and you're tall, you're going to win headers.
Yeah.
But why would you come out and make such a ludicrous prediction putting that pressure on you?"
He genuinely has the ability to. He just, as in, he gets in the right spot, he wins a lot of headers. His head just turns into Moreno as soon as he's in front of goal. I don't mean that.
So we'll go back. Moreno won that header before Mane won the penalty.
Yeah.
And what I like is he should never win that header. He's smaller than my desk, but he wanted to win it and he jumped up and he won it. So for that, I give him credit. If that
smaller
makes
sense. Than your desk. Glorious.
So what's happened then is I've looked around my room to think of something to compare. Desk.
Yeah. Speaking of small people doing well, have you checked out Edvard Tagseth in the under-18s?
Is that the guy you've been tweeting about you photoshopped on mine?
No, that's Curtis Jones, who is equally amazing, but he's like he looks at least 5'11". Edvard Tagseth is the new, I think, Norwegian kid who plays the under-18s. He is so small, but he is amazing. Amazing for a kid I've seen play twice for the under-18s. But each time, he's just ridiculously good. I've seen 2 90-minute games of him, and he's a little battler, central midfielder, smaller than your desk. He would easily slot into one of your drawers quite comfortably. But he just nips away. He's got a really good tackle on him, a really good pass on him. So, yeah, I'm rating big things for that little guy.
No, I enjoy reading all your updates and all the youngsters because I'm not having enough time at the moment to watch the games. But they look solid. They're playing amazing football. You saw Woodburn go in and just rip Sevilla himself.
He had that Maradona photo taken of him as well. It was, I counted them, 8 players who were just like staring at him on the ball. Like, what do we do?
Just
now?
In awe. We get to share the field with Woodburn.
Okay, so Woodburn, he played that great game. Do you think he should be on the bench?
I think he should. I think Firmino is amazing and world class, but I don't think he can play 90 minutes the way he does all the time because he just doesn't stop. I think Sturridge is a great asset to have, but I don't think Klopp trusts him to be a sole striker.
Yeah.
I think he just doesn't run enough. He's lost his legs, according to FIFA, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think Solanke's going to get a lot of game time, and I think what this might do is push Woodburn further back from a central striker position.
Mm. Which I don't think he minds too much because he's smart enough and he just wants to get game time, which he should as a 17-year-old.
So you're right. He should. I think it's post-Wales. Klopp's decided to take him away from the first team.
Yeah.
He wants him there, but he's trying to hide him from the limelight. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, the Prince of Wales is a big thing to live up to. And so.
Not really. The Prince of Wales, the actual Prince of Wales is pretty useless. So, let's move on to the striking side because I had a thought tonight. I was going back from work going, how do we beat Burnley? How do we beat these low blocks? You know, we know what they're going to do exactly. It's just try and score a goal on the counter as they should. It's still Sean Dyche, isn't it, is the manager of Burnley?
I believe so.
Yeah. So I was thinking, well, what do we have that can break down a back? Robertson on the left, swinging in some amazing crosses. Trent on the right. Gomez at centre back with Matip. I think it sounds beautiful. But when you have Trent and Robertson swinging balls in, who do we want in there? I want the key. I want Solanke. I want the man in there with Sturridge. I would love to see...
Oh, Firmino out.
Firmino out. I want him rested for Champions League. I want him to get some rest because he also did have a bit of a cry after the game. And I think he might need some emotional support from his wife with her assets. Which he does need a rest, though. He's played a lot of games and played. He started for Brazil, too. So, you know, give the guy some rest. I would love for this game, I think, is just built for Sturridge and Solanke to be starting. Sturridge to play almost that number 10 role. Coutinho behind them. Robertson and Trent swinging the balls in with big man Dom to come on and be a cop hero. I think it would be beautiful. Your thoughts?
I enjoy your thought process. I had a completely, completely different thought process.
That's all right.
But my whole thing with Burnley is Philip Coutinho is the guy that can beat a team like this. Not scoring the goal himself, but he came back. Everyone clapped him. It looked like he tried a bit too hard to try and do something. But he's the type of player that can unlock a defense, especially with Salah and Mane running behind. If you remember the Sevilla game, there's a ball. Coutinho didn't do much, but I think it was his second or third forward pass was into Salah, who just missed getting on the end of it.
Yeah, the chip into the center of the box. Yeah. Good.
It's you can't defend that because if you push up high, he's through. You pull back, we'll play through you.
Yeah.
It's such a brilliant because Coutinho and Salah, if they're on that wavelength, they're clever enough.
Yeah,
and so I think that's really going to help this season.
If Salah is starting, who do we have as left wing? Do you push Coutinho up into left wing? But I was listening to Anfield Rap. They said that might be a bit of a safer option. I think it was Anfield Rap or Redman. I can't remember which one it was, but more safer so he can get his foot on the ball and he's not stuck in the middle of the field and maybe drift into the middle as the game progresses and he gets his touch back? Or do you have Oxlade-Chamberlain or someone else?
I love the Ox. I think even in the against City, we were down to 10. He came on. It's a game, dead rubber, it's finished. But he was there and he did two or three amazing balls in behind.
Yeah,
I think Klopp's bought him to be a replacement for Salah or Mane when they're rested.
Cool.
So I honestly believe Ox will start. And Coutinho will go into the midfield three with someone dropping out.
Okay, cool. Let me just think about this formation in my head now. If I have, because I want to have two strikers. I want Sturridge and Solanke playing. I know Solanke could probably do the job by himself, but I would love to see Sturridge get a proper game as well because it's a great time for him to play. So if we did have Sturridge, Solanke, Oxlade-Chamberlain, and Salah, that's already four people gone.
So I've got the four, but then Coutinho can't play in that midfield spot.
No, because then it'll be like Henderson and Coutinho only. So it doesn't quite work. I think Wijnaldum will play again. I think Jan needs a rest because Jan looks like he is hurting. It looks like he's running with the calf injury again. That's kind of how he has that weird, I'm trying to run as fast as I can
but my legs
won't move. He's extremely fast. For some reason, I keep watching the Arsenal highlights. When Salah breaks through,
yeah,
he's next to him.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. He catches up to him.
And I'm thinking, these are the top fastest players in the world, and then you've got this German defender that's not supposed to be anywhere close to them.
Yeah.
Hustling.
It is insane. So that game was just all kinds of good. I feel it's going to be a bit of a rarity until we play another attacking team. So that's definitely not Man United. That's going to be someone further down the track. It's definitely not going to be Burnley. But attacking team being Man City. There were so many times where we could have scored. Anyway, we won't even move on about... We'll talk about... Shit, I just kicked a bottle in frustration. So, Burnley. So, it doesn't look like we can play two strikers if we play... Unless we give Salah a rest, and that could be dangerous against...
And then he could put Coutinho out wide, potentially. But... Oh, he could. He definitely
Sturridge plays... Sturridge on one wing sort of thing? Sturridge on one wing and Coutinho...
He did it with Origi. And Sturridge has played out wide. I don't remember who it was against, but he definitely has done it.
Because they drift inside anyway, naturally.
Yeah.
There's no fixed positions.
Maybe. I'm intrigued now by what he'll play.
Yeah. Maybe we have Oxlade-Chamberlain, Solanke, and Sturridge up front.
Yeah. The good thing about this transfer window, and we didn't get the centre back, we have depth.
Yeah.
And that's what we've missed for so long. Yeah. And all this Klopp-out garbage that's come out of nowhere. We're literally one Lovren mistake or Firmino scoring a penalty away from beating Sevilla, who knocked us out.
Yeah.
Like, who beat us in the final.
Who
just
third in La Liga, right up there.
And we were at home, it was Anfield, but we played proper football.
Yeah, we did. And they're a very, very good team. And I thought they were on the back foot for a lot of the game. So I'm not even mildly concerned about the draw. It felt like a loss at the time. Because we deserve to win, but everyone else got a draw as well, so nothing has happened in the group. Simple as that.
And we've had our second hardest game of the group. So
exactly.
Our point's not the end of the world.
Yeah, and looking at the Premier League, and I was looking at the list, I don't know if you've done this before, but looking at the list of upcoming games, now you look at Man United's start, and they've had, they've done very, very well. But
they had the easiest start.
Easiest up until us. And as soon as they hit us at Anfield, then it's like, us and then Chelsea and then Everton and then Man City. They got a really horrible run for about six games after that.
Who did they drop points? Did they draw with Stoke?
Stoke away.
Yeah. So okay, that's not the easiest game, but they should pretty much have the point. If on paper, if you look at their fixture list, that's the amount of points they should have. Exactly. There was nothing in there where they should have slipped up, or it was a maybe apart from Stoke, and they did.
Yeah. And Stoke, they're not exactly setting this, league on fire. They've played four games. They got 5 points. So, they weren't exactly going against a totally informed Stoke. It was just Stoke away. And it just seems to be a hoodoo for them. And then speaking of hoodoos for us, people don't seem to realize that the 1-0 win against Crystal Palace, we haven't beaten them in three previous occasions at Anfield. So that's a bloody big hoodoo for us. And we smashed it. So... I know.
I think that was a genius move of us to play them when they had a manager who was changing football, because they didn't play like Palace do, because if they did, they would have potentially caused us problems, but they did nothing.
But now they got Woy.
There's things in this world that I can't explain, like North Korea, but this is worse than that. This makes no sense.
South London and proud.
The silly tweets of Benteke taking corners is a reality. It's something so far-fetched and dumb that he... Okay, Harry Kane took England's corners. It makes zero sense to anyone.
Yeah.
He didn't know who was in his squad, who had retired. He was the England manager. And the fact that he was England manager is pathetic.
He's got one of those... He did give us... He gave the internet the greatest gif of all time, where he's staring, and then... concede. And the head drop. One of the greatest, and the one where he's looking around, he sees that the camera's on him and he changes to, oh, I'm thinking. I'm deep in thought about how I'm going to save this game. he's a meme generator. He is a human meme. So
he's just obviously I'm a bit more hatred towards him because of his tenure at Liverpool, but I just don't see, what did he do? He got some Sweden or someone to the World Cup quarterfinals in 1980 or something ridiculous.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. I think Andy Heaton or Anfield Rap, one of those guys, put out, well, he just basically said, all the best, Crystal Palace. And it was Roy Hodgson with Steven Gerrard, and he's just like,
just nodding.
Nodding and spinning around in circles. And Steven Gerrard's like looking at him like, what the hell are you on? What do you want me to do? You look like a lunatic. So that was the funniest thing in the world. So we will see. Oh my goodness, sorry, got my emails turned on. Sorry, anyone heard that beep? My bad. Sorry, can we go back? I think I skipped midfield. Who are your midfield three? If we're playing midfield three?
Oh, similar to you. I think Chan will be rested because he's looking tired. So Henderson, Coutinho, and Wijnaldum.
Henderson, Coutinho, Wijnaldum. Sounds good to me. Sounds like what I would have too.
I was going to say, I don't think the Ox is actually going to get much time in midfield. I think he has been bought as a winger because apart from Mane and Salah, unless we play Robertson or Moreno or one of these, I just don't know what width we have as replacements.
Yeah. Yeah. I have nothing to add to that. Can I ask a question?
Oh, Markovic. Sorry, we've got Markovic. So
shut
obviously
the
first
hell
choice.
Up. Shut up. I'm losing you, man. I can't seem to hear you. And well, bloody mention Markovic to me. Christ. I've never been so unimpressed by a 20-plus million signing in my life, except for maybe, Jesus, what was his name? The Italian with the bad ankles? The
cankles? Alberto Aquilani.
Aquilani.
He was quality. He was quality.
He was quality. He just, know where he's at now. He's like Serie B or...
Do you know that Ryan Barbal still plays? Sorry to cut you off.
But he's scoring too, isn't he?
Yeah. I saw, came up on my Twitter, Ryan Barbal, and I was like, oh, it must be on this day or back, blah, blah. No, he scored. I was like, oh.
Did you see the Photoshop of him apparently signing for Newcastle as well?
Yes.
And then he tweeted it afterwards going, oh man, I had the Babbelcopter ready and everything. What a legend. Jesus.
That's such a Rafa move. Oh, who have I played with that was good? I'll buy him.
Oh yeah, that guy. And he wasn't actually that good, but he did score that one amazing goal, I think, in the Champions League qualifier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was. I think it was a Champions League game as well. It was like a really good long distance goal. I was just like, Aaron, damn.
It's quarterfinal Arsenal, I think. He just comes on. It was, the score was something ridiculous as well.
Yeah. It was so good. I love it. But, you know, that's us. That's what I was wanting to talk to you about. Do you think Karius has done enough to warrant shifting Mignolet for this game?
I honestly do. I think that Mignolet's come to form. But I also think Karius hasn't done anything really wrong apart from, okay, he didn't kick the ball quick enough against Arsenal. Fix that straight away.
Yeah.
He's been solid. He wins balls in the air. His distribution reminds me not quite of how good Pepe Reina was, but it's world-class compared to what Mignolet does.
So good, isn't it? Yes, throws were on point.
Mignolet gets the ball, and they pass it around. They give it back to him, and he loses possession continuously. And it's just a weak link. It makes no point. Unless his shot stopping was phenomenal, there's no reason to play him.
Yeah. Hey, I do want to bring up something as well, is that 3 days after this game, the 20th of September, is actually the League Cup third round, where I'm completely assuming it has to be Danny Ward's day.
Yeah, Danny Ward for sure. And I think almost complete new 11.
Yeah.
Maybe, so Milner captain, Danny Ward, he'll throw in Woodburn.
Yeah.
Clavin will probably get a game. Like, it'll be all bench players. Chamberlain might be in the mix. Or League Cup, Mane's got a ban still from League Cup, which is good.
Which is good, yeah, because he's missing Burnley, League Cup, and so two Leicester games, basically, because Leicester's Premier League straight after it as well.
Yeah. I think it'll be, like, the reserves, effectively.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that, as much as the League Cup deserves respect and all that, blah, 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 blah. I think
it does not deserve any respect.
I think what's it called now?
It's called the Carabao Cup.
Yeah, no, it deserves zero respect. You can't do that.
It's the Caravan Cup. No one wants to watch the Caravan Cup.
I'm actually excited to see all of this reserve so-called get a run out.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of quality. So Solanke, our boy, will start. Chamberlain, there's enough quality in that squad, and then they'll push for a place.
Awesome. I like it. Hey, another thing I've noticed as well is that after Burnley, We have the next seven games. We only have one at home. But thank God the one at home is against Man United. So yeah. We are playing Leicester away, Spartak away, Newcastle away. Then Man United at home on the 14th of October. Then it's Maribor away and then Spurs away. And then we're back to Liverpool on my birthday, 29th of October, against Huddersfield.
Should get a nice birthday win then.
Hopefully. I mean, at least I'll get to see Aussie Aaron Moy
play at Anfield. I was about to say, unless Moy gets a hat-trick.
Oh, no, bloody Moy. He's good. I saw people playing FIFA like, he's 77 rated. gold carded Aaron Moy. He's on my fantasy team as well. I just had to have some kind of Australian representation.
I also bought him in fantasy, but I bought him too late and I made a mistake. I wanted him and then he scored those cracking goals and now I bought him.
God damn it.
I lost. Yeah.
It's all good. Who are Huddersfield playing this week? Oh, forget it. Who cares about Huddersfield? Move on. Okay. So can I get a score prediction from you just quietly?
3-1.
Burnley. Okay, 3-1. And scorers?
Chamberlain.
Ooh.
Sturridge and Matip. I want to put Matip in there.
He's not going to go, after he's missed like four open goals.
He'll probably miss four open goals, but I have a hunch, I have a feeling. Mostly because we've just said how shit he is in the air. This is the time.
You know how upset he looks every time he misses his... He looks like he's, you know, growing a hernia inside his face. He's like, I was pulling.
Because he knows that he's better than that. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Like, he goes, fuck, I should have scored. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't say that.
No, it's all right. We don't have sponsors right now. Fuck away. So, if you want to sponsor us, by the way, we'll stop swearing. You can give us money to stop swearing. That'll be great. Sorry, carry on.
he just knows that he should be scoring. And because he used to do it, I think it's that. Hindsight going, I should have scored that. And it's good to see that. Same with Firmino crying. It means the club means a lot to them.
Yeah. That was a beautiful thing, even though it was a bit soft.
Like the cop sang his name straight away. There was no hesitation. There was nothing. It was, we still love you.
Yeah.
All good.
Just like when our fans were singing loud and proud at, what's it called? The Empty Head? When they were
4-0 down.
4-0 down. I was still singing away. That's our club.
Out singing them. And that's what Liverpool is.
Yeah. Until you go on Twitter and read the comments.
I think there's a Klopp out banner someone's trying to get sponsored for. Like, I don't think that person's ever supported Liverpool before 2 weeks ago. No. They've just come up.
Yeah. It's so sad.
The fact that we didn't get Van Dijk is down to one numpty that decided to leak it. Apart from that, we convinced him to pick us above Chelsea and City and all these other clubs. We did the same with Chamberlain. I think we had a solid transfer window.
Yeah.
Sure, we should have had maybe a plan B, but I think Klopp's going, I'm going to get plan A in January or next year.
Let's just not go down this rabbit hole, man, because it's just, I've got a nosebleed just thinking of it. Sorry, you convinced yourself of what?
No, I'm convincing myself as I tell you. Yeah. This is me convincing myself that this is.
It was a good transfer window. So, yeah, Matip's not allowed to have a rest this season. Sorry, Matip. He was probably the one crying the most.
Again, like we were saying, I think Gomez in centre back could be an amazing thing.
Yeah,
I think against Arsenal and even against any game he's played, he's been in the right spot at the right time. Yeah. And you need that in a defender, someone that reads the game, puts his body on the line. Obviously, he's got the red card now, so he's out of our Champions League run for the next, three games?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it was two yellows, so it would be two games.
It's just one game.
Just one game?
Two yellows is only one game.
Yeah.
It's all good. So I'm going to pick this squad. I don't know if you're going to... Like, we've kind of molded it together, but this is the one I've chosen. So I'm going to go with Karius in goal. Screw Minule, sorry, mate. But Karius in goal, I'm going to have Robertson on the left. I'm going to have Gomez, then Matip in the middle. I'm going to have Trent on the right. I'm going to have Henderson, Wijnaldum, Coutinho in the middle. I'm going to have Ox on the left. I'm going to have Ox on the left. I'm going to have Solanke in the middle and Sturridge on the right.
Okay.
All interchangeable, of course.
I love that. I just know Klopp will bring Minule back.
Damn.
Because he's effectively come out and said it. I have these two goalkeepers are going to swap him out.
I know. You know.
But against Burnley, Karius is the keeper for sure because they're just going to cross the ball.
Yep.
Why play a keeper whose weakness is crossed balls? It makes no sense. Anyway, we'll see.
Why play a keeper that... I mean, it wasn't his fault, really, but we play Karius against Arsenal. We get a clean sheet. Not that he was that tested, but we did. And then we get 5-0 against Man City with Minelay, and then we have 2 goals conceded in Champions League, but again, no keeper would have saved the goals that were scored. I just think Karius has now got to a point where I think he's got enough confidence and he should play Premier League.
Yeah, I agree. I think most Liverpool fans would eventually come around to that assumption.
Yeah.
Like, against Arsenal, it was like, oh, Karius was crap, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, yeah.
He didn't kick the ball 3 times, okay, but he learned from that straight away.
Yeah. Now, quietly touching on League Cup, which we shouldn't really because it's a bit away, but Lloyd Jones, I was talking on Twitter about it to one of the guys, I can't remember which one it was, but Lloyd Jones, you probably have never heard of him, but he is it Lloyd Jones? I think it's Lloyd Jones. Oh, Lloyd Smith.
I'm picturing someone, but I don't want to say the first word that comes to mind. But yeah, I think I know who it is.
Pretty sure he is the 21-year-old blonde defender. Just double checking.
Blonde.
Yeah, you definitely don't know who he is. No, he's not blonde. He's got brown hair. Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
He's 1.92 meters. He's our centre back. He's been with us forever. He's 21 years old now. 7th of October, he's turned. Is he playing with us? I don't think he's on loan, so pretty sure he's with the under-23s. He had a criminal charge against him, which is always good.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Like, Skrtel was a thug. You want someone that's just
yeah. Yeah, someone like that.
You sure he's not at Swindon?
Shit.
Was that Swindon last season? Was that now?
That was last season, so he's back with us.
16, 17, yep.
He's been to Cheltenham Town 6 games. Accrington Stanley? Who are they? Exactly. Sorry, you have no idea what that is. It was an old advert from England. You may know, actually, since you're from Watford, of all places. He went to Blackpool, played 10 games there. Then he went to Swindon, played 24 games there, and scored 2 goals. He's already ahead of Matip then.
Apart from the Matip hat trick happening this weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
And up the stakes. Yeah, up the stakes.
That is true. Did you say steak? Sorry. He's got some Welsh in him as well, so he could get some of the Woodburn flair if I've just named a new bloody kid Twitter account name, Woodburn flair. Anyway, I reckon he plays in the League Cup, I'm calling it now, and he does well, and he gets put into the first team. Calling it.
Big call. So we'll note down this, and then in 3 weeks' time when it happens, just put it out there. Put the audio back onto us.
Check the time. It's about 33 minutes. I'll put it into my memory banks. There it is. Lloyd Jones makes his mark, gets in the team, and let's pray, because my god, we need some more backup.
I think Clavin does a job against Burnley, any team that's going to cross the ball. I actually think Clavin's a solid anyone fast, you don't play Clavin.
Yeah,
but I think teams like, I wouldn't have played him against City, but I think Burnley, Huddersfield, anyone that's going to cross the ball, I think he does a solid job.
Yeah,
he's not the world's best defender, but he's solid, I think.
You think, yeah. Hey, quick question. I want to check if I'm going mad or not, because we kind of got to end this quickly. But I did put out a tweet after the last game going, in my head, I recall quite clearly that even though we conceded quite a few goals still, our defense was quite good under Steve Clarke when he was our defensive coach. That was his only job. And then when Kenny got sacked, he left. Actually, he says he got sacked as well. Am I imagining it? Were we actually more solid under Steve Clarke? Because in my head, we were.
Well, Agger would have been in form then. And Agger, when not injured, was solid.
Yeah, he played about 30-odd games.
Yeah.
And then we had Skrtel the Turtle as well.
And Skrtel had his ups and downs. Yep. But in comparison to Lovren, is world class.
Yeah, not right now, but yeah. I mean, Skrtel the Turtle really became exposed, but... But this was 2011, 2012. That's the season I'm thinking of.
Carling Cup. Okay. No, they actually played good football. Is that the season where they hit the post some ridiculous amount of times?
33 times. You know, Suarez was that flashy player but couldn't finish to save his life, as everyone was saying.
Yep.
He still scored 17 goals that season, but only 11 in the league out of 30-odd games. So he really was pretty poor. But that's when we had Downing, Henson had come in, Charlie Adam was our central midfielder and
stuff
like that.
I think Steve Clarke is a good call, but my head right now is Klopp's German. Sammy Hupia doesn't have a job. Has been a manager. I think he would be an amazing defensive coach.
What the hell is that correlation? Klopp's German and Sammy Hupia?
Sammy Hupia's German, isn't he?
No, he's Finnish.
So I've made a very racist overlook here.
Sounds something European, must be German.
So pre-Brexit, I'm going to go with European connection.
Yeah, he's from Porvoo, Finland. There we go. But he's only 43. He's good. He still looks like anorexic.
Really, if I'm being honest, I would play him over Lovren if I could right now.
43-year-old Hupia. Yeah. Here's a fun fact. You know how he's really, really tall?
Sammy he's not Hupia. That tall, is he?
No, he is still tall, but he's only 1 centimeter taller than Lloyd Jones.
Oh.
So, there you go. Lloyd Jones is in the stars.
I'm going to have to get you a soundboard with some sound effects and you can just hit them, just like helicopters and sirens.
Something, an Arnie board. Get down, I'm a cop, you idiot. Who's your daddy and what does he do?
Okay, I think we stay sponsor free. I think it's more fun.
This is great. Wow, we're going way off topic. Okay, so if you had to choose a defensive coach, he does have full team. He's had a pretty shitty managerial career, as I believe.
Yeah, he's not done anything good, but he's had experience.
Yeah, so he has managed so far Finland as an assistant. That was his first job. Wow, big job. But then he went to Bayer Leverkusen for 2 years, Brighton Hove Albion for what looks like 5 minutes, and then he went to FC Zurich 2015-16, and he's been sacked by everyone.
I think he started well at Bayer Leverkusen, and then it faded. But I think he did start well, from memory.
I remember that too. So then Brighton Hove Albion 2014, he was officially named manager, signed a 3-year contract. Started with 2 successive 1-0 defeats before tasting victory in his third game. Results were poor. On the 22nd of December, the team in a relegation zone, Hupia was offered his resignation as manager after a 1-1 draw with Wolves. And that's Brighton, who are now in the Premier League. So clearly a good move for the club. And then he went on to Zurich in August 2015. So he took, you know, a solid 7-8 months out. He was officially announced as a manager of the Swiss Super League FC Zurich. Hupia was sacked as the coach of Zurich after he had lost a vote of no confidence in the team. He left the club in last place with 3 rounds before the end of the season. Zurich were ultimately relegated to the Swiss second division.
But defensively, they were solid.
Defensively, they were great. Oh, shit.
I think it's just the bias in me that I loved him and he scored goals and he could defend, but yeah. Obviously... the record's no good. Maybe yeah. Steve Clarke's the guy.
Yeah, so let me look at his win percentages. You were right. So Bayer Leverkusen, he started with a 56.9% win rate, which is bloody good. 29 wins, 11 draws, 11 losses. The next year, he had a 51.2% win rate. That is 21 wins, 4 draws, and 16 losses. And then he got sacked. And then he came to Brighton, 23.1% win rate.
Oof.
6 wins, 10 draws, 10 losses. And then he did better in Zurich, even though he got relocated. 30% win rate, 9 wins, 10 draws, 11 losses. He's got a career managerial rate of 43.9%. Clearly, defense wins games.
This is true. Okay, maybe not him.
Move on. From the German Finn.
The German said.
I like that. Okay, so I'm going to stick with Steve Clarke, even though he's been sacked by even more clubs.
Where did Clarke go after us? West Brom?
Oh, man, he went into the black hole. Let's go, Steve Clarke. I don't know if anyone even cares at this point. But if you guys, if you're listening out there...
No one's still listening.
Everyone's finished. They've finalized their night. If you guys have a defensive coach in mind, or you know one who would like to be in my fantasy football... defensive coach for Liverpool League, that would be great. Let me know. Okay. Oh, wait. Steve Clarke's got a managerial honour. Premier League Manager of the Month 2012. What the hell?
At Chelsea?
He was an assistant in 2012. Yeah. No, Liverpool. He was West Brom.
It was West Brom. Okay.
Yeah. 2012, 2013, West Brom. 14, 15, Reading. Then assistant and Aston Villa. caretaker. How do you become a caretaker twice? Oh, did they sack and then you became caretaker again?
We don't want to give you the job, but can you look after us twice?
Yeah, and then we'll sack you again. That's good. Oh, he was against Roberto Di Matteo, who was not retained as appointment of Steve Bruce. So he's basically just been chilling since June 2016. Oh, wait, no. October 2016. Wow.
Sounds like the life.
Sounds like he should come and do some consultancy. A bit of a contract work. Anyway, do you have any final thoughts on Burnley since we've gone so far off track, but it'll be good to bring it back?
I think we will get the win. I think our fans need to calm down a little bit. I know Klopp's had time, he should have bought, blah, blah, blah. I think we're playing the best football since that demolition of Arsenal that Rodgers had, but he had Suarez, Gerrard, Sterling and a fit Sturridge.
Yeah, that was glorious, wasn't it?
I think that's the best football I've seen by Liverpool since I've been alive.
First half, anyway.
That first 40 minutes when it should have been 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And so I compare everything to that and how happy that bit of football made me.
That was a complete piece of football, wasn't it? I love that. Bless. So, no, totally agree. Sorry, did I slip it because I was thinking about Arsenal? What was your score prediction? What was your...
3-1, Matip, Solanke, right. And the Ox.
You didn't say Solanke. Piss off. You said Sturridge,
I believe. Did I? No, we'll have to go back.
Maybe.
Solanke's that Sturridge. It'll be if Sturridge hits it, it'll hit Solanke and go in, so it'll be Solanke's goal, but Sturridge will claim it.
I'm thinking more like the ball is rolling in and Matip falls over and his like face touches it and that's how he gets his goal. And he's knocked out.
He's actually doing his hands and face. Oh, no. Oh, he's got it.
He's got it. It's mine. And suddenly that opens up the floodgates. So it's weird how confidence works, but that could be the thing that does it. But yeah, I'm saying 2 to Solanke. I reckon he starts and the crosses come in and he's not just left alone to do all the work in a losing team. I want Solanke to start so badly. And if he does well, that means he's going to play again in the League Cup. So, yeah, I think this game is purpose-built for Solanke to be in there and get some whipped crosses into him. I'm hoping for it.
If that's the plan, like you say, Robertson has to play.
Where did he go? He just disappeared. Come back, Jay.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah.
I said if Solanke does start, then Robertson has to play simultaneously because, like you say, yep. Those deliveries he did were incredible.
They were absolutely beautiful. All right, mate, my score prediction is going to be 5-0.
Yep, okay.
Why not? Even though they got John Walters, I hope he's eventually going to age. He's eventually going to play like how he looks, and he looks like a really moldy potato. So I hope that he finally plays the way he looks, as someone who shouldn't be anywhere near a football pitch unless he's the caretaker of the ground. So, yeah, saying 5-0, we pocket him. Gomez has an amazing game. Solanke has an even better game and gets man the match. And Coutinho was boss throughout. Cool?
Cool.
Where have you gone? Bloody... Cool. Okay, fine. If you're already leaving, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you very much, Jay. Appreciate it. It's great. Thanks.
I'm still here.
Shut up. Just say goodbye to everyone.
Thanks for listening if you're still here.
Okay.
See ya.
Thanks for coming along, dude. All right. Everyone out there, have a very good day and night. Goodbye.
Lovely cushion header. But Gerrard! Oh, you're good, sir!